This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're going to continue in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua, Simen, Lamed Beis. We're in Sif, Lamed Vav. Let me get up the... Okay, good. So we have this on the screen. How do we go down? How do we get this? Like this. Okay. So we're up to Simen Lamed Beis, Sif Lamed Vav, the end of Sif Lamed Vav. So we're Mishnah Berurah Kuf Samach Gimel. Mishnah Berurah Kuf Samach Gimel is going on the top of the page where the Mechaber said that all the Parshiyos need to be Parshiyos Pesuchos, except for Vahaya Im Shamaya, which the Mechaber said should be Susuma. So then the Mechaber said, V'lchein no'agu sheparshas kadeshli v'hoya kiviyacho parshas shema maschilin b'roish hashita u'v'soif kadeshli u'v'soif v'hoya kiviyacha manichim chalak k'dei lichtoiv tes oisiois. And then at the end of shema, we don't leave it blank. And if you do, it's less than 9 letters. And v'hoyim shemaya starts in middle of the line. So the Mishnah Berurah says in you leave it blank at the end of Kadesh, at the end of Hoya Kviyacha, to write 9 letters. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kasrach Roinim, Delechatchila Tzach Laniach Kedei Gimel Tevois Asher. Lechatchila, you should leave over enough room that you could write 3 words Asher. Which means, well, if you're going to write 3 words Asher, there's going to be a space in between the 3 Ashers. So let's see in the diagram on number 8. Diagram number 8 over here. So you're going to leave enough space to write 3 times Asher, Aleph Shin Reish, but there's going to be a space in between. So there's Akin Sokhnech Gamin Revach Male, Beis Oisius Ketanois Mulvad HaTes Oisius. So you can write Asher with enough room to write a small letter, the Hainu Yod. Asher, a small space with enough space to write a small letter with the Yod. That's a Daha. Bein Teva, Leteva, Tzach Laniach, Mole, Ois, Ketana. Because between 2 words, you have to leave a little space. Uf Dieved Yesh Lahakel, Kishamaniach Rak, Kimole, Tes Oisius, Ketanois. The diavet will be enough if you leave over a space to write 9 small letters. Dahainu yodin ukimashmois haShulchan Aruch kan, like the Shulchan Aruch is mashma. In other words, if you read the Shulchan Aruch is simply mashma that all you need to do is leave over room for 9 letters. He doesn't say 9 letters plus, which is 3 words, so it's really 11 letters. It seems like 9 letters alone. With the Eved, okay, so with the Eved, you could follow the Mashmaz of Shulchan Aruch, the Kasavah Prima Gadim, the Misharin HaRevach, Shalates Oisiois, Kifi Oisai Haksav. We evaluate the space of 9 letters depending on that particular Sefer Torah. That's very interesting. Based on that Sefer Torah, the Sefer that has wider letters, he'll have to leave over 9 wider spaces. The Sefer that has narrow letters, he only has to leave over 9 narrow spaces. The Chol Hashir Hazeh Hu Bein Lepsucha Eilestuma. This shir of that ksav of the Sefer Torah is both whether it's required to be a parsha psucha and therefore start in the beginning of the column, so you have 9 spaces on the bottom of the previous column, or a parsha susuma where you're starting in the middle of the line and you need to have spaces in the beginning of the line. Okay, let us continue here. What we're going to do is, we're going to merge, yes, Tuesdays and Wednesdays learning together. I'm not going to break it up into 2 files. We're going to continue. Let's continue in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says on the second line on we'll call it Daf Nun Beis, v'menichin. Okay, at the end of v'haya, at the end of Kadesh, and the end of v'haya kviyacha, you leave nine letters of space. At the end of Shema, we don't leave any space. So v'sov Shema in manichin chalak. V'imanichin, if you do leave over hupachas mechadei lichtoiv tes oisiyos, you leave over less than to write nine letters. Uparshas v'haya im Shemaya. The parsha of Hayim Shemay Maschilam beEmtza Shita Yoina. You start in the middle of the top line. Umeiniach lefanei achalak. You leave before it empty. Kedei lichtoiv tes oisios in order to write nine letters. Benimtza and it comes out sheshloisha parshios heim tuchos bein laharambam bein laharash. That it comes out that the first three parshios are pesuchos both according to the Rambam and the Rush. Parsha Achrona, he Sesuma Ladas Harambam, and the fourth parsha is a parsha Sesuma according to the Rambam. Now, what does this mean that the fourth parsha is a parsha Sesuma according to the Rambam? I guess we're following the opinion of the Rambam that the final parsha is a parsha Sesuma. So let's see what this means. The fourth parsha, look in diagram three, picture three, that according Shema is Psucha because it starts in the beginning of the column, but Vahayim Shemaya is Susuma because the previous column ends at the end of a line, and Vahayim Shemaya begins in the middle of a line. That's a Susuma according to the Rambam. What does it mean according to the Rush it should be Psucha? By the way, just to backtrack, the Ramah said earlier, "V'yesh machshirim b'chulan psuchais." Uvemedino, I say lo noigim af parshas v'ayim shemaya b'roish hashita k'shar parshas. Our minog, the Ramah said, is not to have a parsha susuma in the last column, but to have a parsha psucha. But that's not the shita of the mechaber. The mechaber holds the final parsha as a parsha susuma. The Ramah, I'm just reminding you, said the final parsha is a parsha pesucha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the after das harash he pesucha. Even according to the Rush, it's a psucha. Mikamakam anu oisin kach. We do it like this. What does it mean we do it like this? We make it susuma. Ki iav shalasis b'tfilin suras susuma sheyatza ba'ali b'dekuliyama. By tfilin, it's impossible to make it susuma that you'll be yotze according to everyone. Why? The susuma that we do in a sefer Torah, the Hainu Shemasayim, haparsha shulchanav emtza shita, that we finish the parsha before in the middle of a line, umavsik kidei tes oisiyos, v'acher kach mazchel haparsha shachreel gam kein v'oisa shita, v'hi nikrei susuma alibi de kuleyama. Why? The susuma milfaneh umilachreel. Says Mishnah Berurah, this is not the technical definition of Susuma. The Rush holds the final parsha should be Psucha. But we can't make by Tefillin a Susuma that everyone agrees is a Susuma. What is a Susuma that everyone agrees is a Susuma? That you make that the previous parsha ends in the middle of the line, and the new parsha begins on that very line, and you have nine letters of space. That is, look, in diagram four, that is the susuma of the Sefer Torah. It's very important to know this. You look at this, most people would say this is a pei. This is not a pei. This is a samach in a Sefer Torah. This is a samach, but it's open. No, samach doesn't mean like parshas vayichi, where there's no space at all. Samach means that the previous parsha ended on that line. You have nine letters of space. And then the new parsha begins on that very line. That's a full-fledged susuma. But you can't do that on tefillin, because each parsha of tefillin has to be in a different column. Every parsha has to be in a different amud. Therefore, the chain, so you'll say, well, וכן אם ירצו להניח שיטה אחס חולך בתחילת פרשס ויום שמיה, ולהתחיל לברוש שיטה שנייה, so he said, well, maybe we'll do a better susuma. Namely what? We will leave a whole line of space and start it on the next column. Zeh gam kein einen stum lekol yama. Dihi rak laharash. Only the rush would call that susuma. Meaning the rush would hold, let's take a look in this picture, in picture five, leaving the top line, ending off Shema at the end of a line, leaving a whole line of space and beginning Vayim Shemaya on the second line of the next column. That's a susuma according to the Rosh, but it's not a susuma according to the Rambam. The Loi LaRambam, the day he psucha, the Rambam holds that's a psucha. So you can't get a susuma lekuleyama. There's no way to fulfill everyone's definition of susuma. B'kivan she'yev shala, so it's a susuma. L'divrei akol no'agu karambam. The minhag is like the Rambam. L'fisha kein ikar. That's the ikar. Af b'sefer Torah, even by sefer Torah. The ikar is the Rambam's definition of susuma. Namely, the previous column ends at the end of a line, and the new column. And the new column begins in the middle of a line. Because that's the Ikra, even by Sefer Torah, Iyim Efshar Lasas the Devei Akol. If you can't make a Susuma according to everyone, which is ending the Parsha in the middle of the line and starting the new Parsha on that very line, that's the ideal Susuma. But when you're not able to do the ideal Susuma, then the next best is the Rambam Shita, namely to end off the Rambam susuma is to end off the previous amud on the end of a line and start the new amud in the middle of the line. Okay, now again, the Rama earlier said that the minhag is to do it psucha. Meaning, what the mechaber mandates, namely to start v'hayim shemai in the middle of a line, that's a psucha according to the Rush. The Rush holds that's a psucha. But what are you going to do? The Rambam holds it to susuma. And this is the only way to get a decent shita of susuma. The better shita of susuma is shita to Rambam. The Rush holds susuma is leave a whole line blank. But the Rambam doesn't agree to that. And since the Rambam is the Iker, the Shulchan Aruch mandates that you should follow the Rambam. Ubetaz himtzi eitza la'asoysa susuma sheyotza aliba de kuleyama. The Taz came up with a plan that you could be yoytzi susuma according to everyone. The Hainu Shabbat Parsha. What Parsha is this? What's Aleph Vav Beis?
Rishona Vishneya.
Really? Aleph Ubeis, okay, thank you. In the first or second parsha, meaning, I guess, Kadesh and V'hoye Kiviyacha, Yasa HaKol K'mai Shekazu B'Shulchan Aruch, which is, you make it a full-fledged psucha. Rak Sheva Parsha, Shema, B'Soifa, Yaniach Revach, Pachos Mechadei Tesoisius. There you should leave it less than nine spaces, Ketanais. V'chein Yaniach Revach, Pachos Mitesoisius, Ketanais, B'Tchilas Parshas V'hoyim Shemaya. I mean, what is the Mechaber saying to them? Mechaber saying, end of Shema at the end of a line. Begin Vahayim Shema in the middle of the next line. And according to the Rambam, that's the Suma. The problem is, according to the Rush, that's a Psucha. It's still a Psucha if you have nine letters of space. But the Taz came up with a plan that even the Rush would say it's the Suma, namely, you end off Shema, let's say, with three letters of space. You start Vayim Shemaya with three letters of space. And that would be Susuma according to everyone. B'chein kosa b'tshuvas haramami pano. U'bir ha'gro b'chein mashri godam shagam huno ha'glasis kain. Interesting. That sounds not like the Rama, who said the minhag is to do a parsha pesucha for Vayim Shemaya. Bada, you should know. De bedievet afilum shia revach ketes oisios gedolos mi kol sad. Gam ken kosher. It's still kosher. What would that look like? Let's see if we have that. That would look like over here. That would look like diagram 7. Yeah, then over here, let's say you leave 9 spaces here and 9 spaces there. The Rambam holds as long as you start a middle of a line, that's a sestuma, even if the previous line ended in the middle. Gam kein kasher. The laharambam hi sesuma, ularash hi pesucha. The kasavnu leel. We wrote earlier, b'sivkatan kuf non ches. In sivkatan kuf non ches. That b'shem ha'achroinim. The scheme of the halacha kayesh machshirin hanal. That you could follow this yesh machshirin. The yesh mehagdolim shenagu lasis kein lechatchila. The nara nara upashde. Everyone should follow their particular minhag. The minhagim branch out into many different subcategories. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah Kuf Nun Ches for a moment. It's going on the yesh machshirin bechulan pesuchais. Oh, in other words, what's the Mishnah Berurah saying over here? He's saying the Rambam holds if you have 9 letters on both the bottom column and the top column, it's the Summa. And according to the Rosh, it's the Psucha, but we wrote that we paskin like the Yesh Machshirin, that's what the Mishnah Berurah wrote in Kuf Nun Ches, that B'di'eved, even if they're all Psucha, is their Kasher. So it's not a bad idea to have 9 letters of space on the bottom, 9 letters of space on the top. According to the Rambam, it's Sesuma. According to the Rosh, it's Psucha. But B'di'eved, a Shema being a part of a Hayim Shemaya, being a Psucha, is good B'di'eved. Why? What's the logic of that? That even though in the Torah of Hayim Shamaya is a Parsha Susuma, that's because in the Torah it's not Samach at all to the Parsha of Shema. So it's not considered changing from what it says in the Torah. In that which the space is now Pasuach and not Sasum, because even in the Torah there are many, many Psuchos in between. And that's how we hold B'di'eved. Again, I'm still not clear whether we found the Ramah, whether the Ramah said L'chadchila, we do it a Parsha Psucha. But at least B'di'eved, Parsha Psucha is Kasher, and he says, Ayin B'bir Halacha. Maybe we'll see that tomorrow. We'll see. Let's hold it over here. Thank you, everybody. Again, one second, let me just...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.